It's another edition of the Shooting USA podcast from the 2016 SHOT Show, the Sands Convention Center. We're in the Smith & Wesson booth. This time, my guest is the new USPSA president, Mike Foley. Mike, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, John.
It's an exciting time for USPSA.
It has to be.
And we've already seen some of the things that I think we're going to be able to implement, and I'm hopeful that we can kind of flesh that out. But Tony took the lead, Tony Pignato, took the lead in coordinating the Kentucky sectional and creating stages there that were designed specifically for television coverage. It's groundbreaking.
Absolutely. It's very exciting.
And in that realm, he was also able to create a situation where there were cameras dedicated to the stage so that every shooter on every level could see themselves and see their performance on the stage.
Absolutely, and that was the first time some of those people have ever seen footage of their shooting.
Right.
You know, they come into a match by themselves. They're not into the tech thing. They're not filming all of their runs like some of the others are. And so for those guys, it was really groundbreaking because they got to see themselves, share it with their friends, share it with their neighbors, put it up on all of their own social media. It really just spidered out community-wide.
Yeah. Well, we know that practical shooting of all descriptions is some of the most exciting competition that I put on Shooting USA. And for a long time, there was just this sort of pattern of, well, we got another match. It's a national. It's big. We'll have some people there. We'll throw some stages together, and we'll make it happen. I think now, with you taking the reins, it's a time for a new direction to maximize not only the technology that's available now, but also all of the venues in which we can grow this sport. And that, I think, is the exciting thing.
Absolutely. You know, there's a lot of really interesting things on the horizon for 2016 and even more for 2017. We're going to do five or six media stages at some of our nationals. Mm-hmm. We're set to break that out at production in August, but I speculate we'll try it earlier. Mm-hmm. I'll be getting with you and with some of the other people to try to make that happen as early as we can. Those stages are going to be such that you can get a lot more point of view from the shooters and the spectators on the ground rather than, sitting on the sidelines at home. And you know, practical shooting is a lot of it is very interactive. But if a guy runs behind a wall, a camera can't see him.
Right.
Okay. So we're going to try to remove that from specifically that from the media stages, give our athletes more exposure, give our sponsors more exposure, and try to work with media on a regular basis rather than it be an afterthought or a plug-in or let you guys run around on your own with no support.
Sure.
So I'm real excited about working with the media on that.
Well, it maximizes our ability to really show what's happening in a course of fire. Now, there's going to be an interesting balance because traditionally in IPSC style or USPSA shooting, putting up a plywood wall with a port that a competitor would have to run to and shoot through is part of one of the elements in that you don't want the competitor necessarily as he's running to that position to be seeing the targets before he gets to the port. So there are ways to work around that particular element of stage design and still make it accessible and visually appealing not only for competitors but for spectators and cameras.
Outstanding. You know, these are our premier events and we want to showcase them as such. We're super, you know, stoked about it.
Yeah. The plywood thing, especially, you mentioned Production Nationals, which is in Barrie, Illinois.
Right.
The plywood is a staple there. And it's, you know, again, I've been doing this long enough to understand what it takes in terms of asset to build a stage. You have to have something that you're going to create walls out of. Well, as these host clubs acquire those assets, a lot of times it's, you know, plywood in some cases. And they've been amassing it, and some of it is still nice, and they paint it, and they keep it nice. And in other cases, it's frames and snow fence or, you know, some kind of safety utility-type fencing or screening. All of those work nicely, and I'm sensitive, and I understand the fact that the host club has what they have to work with to build stages. I think that even using some of those materials, that if you position it sort of strategically, or if it's used in such a way with the mindset that we will have a camera here, or the idea is to have a camera there. If we have that in place as the stage designer is working, It works famously. We're going to pause. So we're back on. We had a little pause there for some RF interference. It's a big room, a lot of people here.
Absolutely. So,
anyway, we were going along the lines of how stage designers are going to take an active role in creating stages that are not only challenging and appealing for the shooters, but also work for television cameras and social media cameras for that point. I mean, I'm a realist. I understand that the social media aspect is as big or bigger than perhaps network or cable television can be in boosting the sport, because people can watch that anytime and all the time.
And everyone can share it.
Right. And it's there immediately. I mean, with cell phone technology the way it is now, guys can film their buddies on the squad and within a matter of seconds have a 20-second run posted to whatever social media outlet you choose. And everybody can watch it, and they can watch it at 2 in the morning, or they can watch it at 1 in the afternoon when they're at work. I didn't tell you to do that, but you could, you know.
Well, and this past year, I saw some friends at one of our matches during the awards watching a live streaming from another match on their phone.
There you go.
And I think that that's epic. I'd never thought about that until I witnessed it firsthand.
Right.
But I think that there's an opportunity for some live streaming.
Yeah, and it's excellent. And I mean, why not capitalize and take advantage of all of the technology that's out there? The more eyes that are on it, the more potential new people being involved.
Right.
With that being said, I understand there's some sort of an initiative or there's going to be a new drive to get local clubs to start embracing the social media.
Absolutely. You mentioned Tony Pignato earlier, who's on your staff. He has this grandiose idea of letting clubs learn how to put on matches and make money so that they can put on better matches.
Right.
And it's something that we've embraced. And when our new technology project goes live later this year, it's going to have the ability for each of those clubs to have their own homepage on the USPSA site, a landing page per se. And I think that integrates well into giving clubs more asset in which to produce a quality event.
Right.
And then we cover that event, putting it out there so that people see it and get excited and come join us. And you know, with all of the podcasts and the streaming and the social media, we can't take every member. You know, we're a 25,000 member organization. We can't bring them all to the Nationals.
Right.
But we can bring the Nationals to them.
Exactly.
In a very exciting way.
Right. And that, I think, is another big step in the right direction for the new regime at USPSA to recognize the fact that these clubs not only can benefit from it, but with a little guidance and support from HQ, can get it done in such a way that it looks polished and professional across the board, no matter if there are 150 guys in the club or 2,000 guys in the club.
Right, and I'm a firm believer in my career and every post that I've had that activity breeds activity.
Right.
And so I'm all for it. Let's do everything we can to make this more visible and more exciting and more fun.
Excellent. Well, as you know, it's one of my favorites, and I'm excited to see it grow and move forward through 2016 and beyond. Thanks for the time this morning, Mike.
Outstanding. Thank you, John.
Awesome. More on the Shooting USA podcast as the 2016 SHOT Show continues.